Hi, welcome to Animal Horror. With your host, Zoe, and
Ozzy. And this is our first episode of this amazing podcast.
In our podcast, we talk about animal horror stories.
This week, we are telling the tale of the animals in the woods. Make sure to enjoy.
In the tall tree forest of Nebraska lived a raccoon named Roger. He lived with many forest creatures like Charlie Coyote, Brent Bear, Silas Squirrel, Bucky Deer, and several other animals. They lived in peace next to the old deer cabin, but then a new person moved into the cabin by the name of Ozzy Smith. Ozzy Smith was a hunter. As a kid, Ozzy lived in Michigan and hunted. He would hunt squirrels and deer. But now, he likes to hunt more than that. But the animals of the forest didn't know this till they heard a bang. And then Roger saw Quacky Chan the duck fall out of the sky. He heard the man yell,
"Got one!"
The next day, Silas Squirrel went to the corn pile to get corn. But then there was the sound again. Roger ran to the corn pile only to see hair. Hair of a squirrel, Silas the squirrel. Brent Bear strolled along the house to see what was happening. All he could see was the nameplate that read, "Ozzy Smith, next to the meat of squirrel and duck." Brent warned the animals, yelling,
"He is a killer, the man who lives in the house, by the name of Ozzy Smith. He killed Silas and Quacky Chan."
The creatures ran to hide. But after 2 weeks, there was no sound of bang or boom. So Pucky peeked his head out of the forest, only to find... Roger watched Pucky drop dead and watched him being dragged by the antlers to the truck. The truck... where Bucky lied. The next day, Roger watched curious Brent walk over to the house to see what had happened to Bucky. Something grabbed Brent's leg and he screamed,
"Help! Help! My foot is..."
Roger waited till the hunter left, and then he went to the bear trap where he saw the black bird lay.
"We've gathered here today to say goodbye," Charlie Coyote said. "Goodbye to Quacky Chan."
"No."
"Silas and Brent."
"No."
"They will forever be remembered."
"Here, critter, critter, critters, come out, wherever you are,"
said Ozzy, creeping up at the funeral. The animals scattered, except for Charlie, who ran right into the trap. He wiggled and bit the rope, but he was gone too.
"This coyote will be a great decoration next to the bearskin rug,"
Ozzy chuckled. After that day, the animals didn't care for each other like it once was. They only cared for themselves. No one helped each other gather food as the summer faded into fall. In the tall tree forest, there was a new noise. The noise was a dog. His name was Bandit. He was mean and loved hunting with Ozzy. So that year, when Thanksgiving came, Roger heard the sound once more.
"Fetch me a turkey, boy."
Roger felt his heart sink. "There goes Tom," he thought, "my good friend." Roger heard lots of bangs that winter. He saw the dog prancing around merrily, holding muskrats, squirrels, and weasels in his slobbery mouth. But soon it was spring, and there was no sounds of deer playing or squirrels squeaking in their high-pitched voices. The only sound was of a single crow singing the sound of death.
"That was so much fun. I forgot I was the hunter."
"I know. Do you know what we should do next?"
No, I have no idea. What should we do next, Zoe?
We should tell a story about a cat named Mary C. who lives with a crazy cat lady that has 20 other cats. And then there'll be an animal catcher who steals the cats, and then...
Zoe, do you know what the name of the animal catcher should be?
No, it has to be menacing, like Fester or Spike or...
Ozzie Smith.
Sure, but after that, what's going to happen is...
Good for you, Zoe. Thanks for listening, and please join us for next week's story that she is talking about right now. This is Animal Horror.
And then that's when the turning point's going to happen. What the main thing's going to happen is...